It's a Friday, and of course that means we announce usually, and sometimes we get a chance to talk to our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week the same day that we announce our winner. And before we get to this week's winner, we'll give you a hint. She's on the Lake Mills volleyball team, which once again is having a great season. They start their region playoff action. Yep, playoffs coming up next week. We'll talk more about the Lake Mills volleyball team and our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week with head coach Jim Beamer. And Jim, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time.
Glad to do it. We always like to talk about our kids.
Now, Jim, 26-5, that sound right on the record?
That does. You got it.
Now, it's been a great season. We do have to mention your team had one of the best teams in the state of Iowa come to town last night.
We did. We had Dyke New Hartford, who's ranked number one in 2A. And, when you talk about teams and you say, oh, arguably the best team in Iowa, well, there's no argument. They are the best team in Iowa. They have three girls on their team that have Division I offers. They also have another younger girl on their team that will. So they already had a girl signed to go to Louisville to play volleyball. Yeah, they're an amazing talent. Two of their players are twins, and their mom is the head volleyball coach at the University of Northern Iowa. And, yeah, they're an amazing team. But, you know, we wanted to bring them in. They obviously took care of us. They're an exceptional team. But when you look at our five losses, we've lost to the number one ranked team in 1A and probably the best team in Iowa, Dyke New Hartford. We lost to the number one ranked team in 3A in Des Moines Christian. We've lost to the number four team in 3A, and we've lost to the number eight team in 4A. So four of those five losses come against extremely highly ranked teams in either our class or classes above us. So, you know, we feel, I told the girls last night, even though with the loss, you know, you keep your head up. You just got to continue to fight, and life's going to knock you down, and there are trials and tribulations. You just have to learn how to hold your head up, make no excuses. And I told them in our group chat this morning, I said, no pity parties. You know, you just get right back on the horse, and you got to just keep finding ways to get better. And that's what life's all about. So I told them this is a lot bigger than a volleyball game. We're just learning how to deal with life. It's tough, and you got to face it head on, and no pity parties, man. Just get right back at it and be a champion every day.
Great perspective. I like that a lot. Now, Jim, I think it's been 2 weeks now since your team wrapped up another top of Iowa Conference West Division title. Congratulations on that. I think, was it the win against Forest City that wrapped that up?
Yes, it was. Yep, a win against Forest City a week ago, so about a week and a half ago. So, yeah, it was our 18th conference title in the last 20 years, and you know, it's something that the girls always kind of put on their goals list when we start the year, and that becomes an expectation. We always know it's going to be tough. It's going to go through Forest City. The last, I think, 8 years, it's come down to either us or Forest City. And no shock, this year did as well. And we were able to beat them here at home 3-0 in a great match. But we defended our home court for another conference title.
Jim Beamer, head coach of Lake Mills Volleyball here on Kate Radio. And I thought I saw some stat in the last 8 years in conference play, 62-2, the record for Lake Mills. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. In the 8 years, the past 8 years that the top of Iowa conferences existed, we were in the North Iowa Conference, and then two conferences merged. We became the top of Iowa Conference, and in that time period, we are 62-2 in that eight-year run. And so, yeah, we feel proud of that. You know, it's, you get to that point, you start to worry about those darn two, but you got to remember to be proud of the 62 that got you there. So the kids work very hard, and winning that conference title has always been very important to them.
Now, Jim, give us a preview of the Region Tournament. It begins next week for your team. I talk about your first-round matchup and kind of preview the bracket, preview the region.
Yeah, so there are, I think we've got 12 teams in our region, and Belmont and us both got a first round bye. That would be played Monday, but we don't have to play that round. Belmont Clemmie will come in here then on Wednesday, the 19th. Thank goodness it's at home. Another conference school coming into our place. It's kind of a tough environment for conference schools, so we like that. When we played Belmont earlier in the year, we did beat them 3-0, but they were without their best front row player. She had a bad ankle and was limited to just some back row play. So it'll be a different team, and they're having probably their best years that they've had in a long time. So we're expecting a fight. If we're able to get by that, then we'll see we're in Denver and Grundy Center's region, and they're both ranked. Grundy Center's who we'd see in the semifinals, and Denver then, if we're lucky enough to get by that, into the finals. So Denver's ranked fourth. Grundy Center, I think, is 10. So it's going to be an uphill climb. And when we all know that the northeast part of the state here in Iowa is extremely tough. The North Iowa Cedar League Conference, which is what Dyke is in, they legitimately have six teams in their conference that are a one or a two seed in regionals. So they logistically could put six teams in the state tournament from that conference. And it's just amazing. And Denver and Grundy Center are two of those teams. So we know it'll be a battle and we'll have to go on the road. But once again, like we talked to the kids about, those are the challenges of life, and you take them head on, you hold your chin up, you go in there and you give your best effort. And that way, anytime you walk away, win or lose, you just got to be proud of your effort. You can be sad about the result, but always be proud of your effort. So that's our focus, and that's what we're going into. And the girls believe they can compete. So, we're not giving up anything. We're going in with a positive attitude, and the kids have been great all year staying focused on their goals.
Wednesday, playoff volleyball in Lake Mills. Get out there and cheer on the Bulldogs. They start their quest in what Jim mentioned again, a very tough region. And Jim, let's talk about our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. So many talented players, so many great leaders leads to success on the court. And our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week is Ellie Hanna, a senior middle hitter. And tell us about Ellie. Talk about what she means to the Lake Mills volleyball team.
Well, I tell you, the first thing I mentioned is beyond stats, and she's got great stats, and I love to talk about them, but the girl is passion and energy on the floor. She's our team leader with her voice. She's a team leader with her effort. She is a team leader with her passion and her desire for our team to be at the highest level possible. The kid just kind of lives volleyball, and she has really been our energy bus, to steal a quote from John Gordon, a motivational speaker. Yep. She drives our energy bus, man. She's fiery. She's enthusiastic. She's got just this fun, childish kind of excitement that just gets us going, and she can put balls away, and that really leads us. So before I even hit the stats, I just got to tell you, the girl brings passion and energy and makes the game fun.
Well, let's talk numbers. Let's talk stats.
You bet. She's hitting 351 for us, and that is an amazing number. If you can get a girl over 250, that's really impressive. But she's hitting 351 for us. She's had 453 attempts this year and has 208 kills to only 49 errors. So the girl can put balls away. She swings hard. She swings out of the left side, right side. She's a middle hitter, so that's where we move her to once we transition into offense and defense. But on serve receive, we like to move her around because she can hit from anywhere. She's also our leader in blocks. She's just a big presence for us. And, you know, 6 foot tall, again, just a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm for our team. But she leads our team with 49 blocks. Way ahead of anybody else on our team. At the serving line, she's a little bit more of a wild card, but she's got a nice top spin serve, and so she'll bring the heat. She leads us in, well, she's second in aces. Taylor Vonick leads us with 42, and then it is 40 with Ellie. But like I say, she just brings the heat. She just throws up a nice top spin ball and brings it down. Again, goes back there sometimes with that same energy and passion. Sometimes I have to talk to her about, hey, relax a little bit. So bring your heart rate down and cool it. But that girl she's all over the place, and she plays hard. And again, she's not going to leave anything. And even in nights when she doesn't have a great night, she didn't have a great night every single time out. And you can't expect that from a kid, but you know she's going to give you her best effort. There's not going to be any lack of enthusiasm or excitement. And, you know, you talk, this is a quote I'll use. A lot of kids, you'll say, hey, it's Friday afternoon, and you may be seeing them out the door, and some teacher says, hey, what do you got to do tonight? Oh, I have volleyball. But if you see Ellie and you say, hey, what are you doing tonight? Ellie will say, I get to play volleyball tonight. You know, practice to her is fun, and she wants to be in the gym. So, you know, that's what we want, right? Kids that have enthusiasm even for hard work and to say things like, I get to do something, nothing I have to do. So her spirit, her her numbers, her leadership. She's voted team captain. Just all those things really make Ellie a leader for us, and there's no doubt she's one of our area best.
Jim Beamer, head coach of Lake Mills Volleyball, talking about Ellie Hanna, senior middle hitter, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Jim, thank you so much for the time. Always fun to catch up with you on Lake Mills Volleyball. And a good luck on Wednesday. And we'll have you hand the phone over to Ellie.
I will do that. I will grab her.
Again, Jim Beamer, the head coach of Lake Mills, will now talk with our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Ellie Hanna. And Ellie, are you there?
Okay, here's Ellie Hanna.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Ellie. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Now, Jim, did you hear what your coach said about you? All the nice things he said? You didn't hear any of that?
No.
Oh, he talked you up. Just to let you know. It's good. He said you're very fiery. You're very, you have a lot of energy out there in the court. You're kind of the leaders. Is that a good way to describe you?
Yes. I really enjoy playing volleyball, and I really show it out on the court.
So you're not someone to hide that emotion. If you get a kill, are you showing it? Are you fist pumping? Are you high-fiving? Are you showing all that emotion on the court?
Yeah. Just yelling during a big block or a big kill. And just celebrating every point.
Now, Ellie, how long have you been playing volleyball?
Since I've been in fourth grade, I think.
And what are some of your favorite things that you love about volleyball?
I love, like, the team aspect and being a big family as a team. And then just, like, the atmosphere during a game, just with all the high energy and the emotions you could show.
Ellie Hanna, again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Again, senior volleyball player for Lake Mills. And one thing your coach said, and I love this kind of, I guess, attitude, is you don't have to play volleyball. You tell them you get to play volleyball. And that just shows how much you love the game. That you get to. It's enjoyment for you. You don't have to go to practice. You get to go to practice. Which I think is pretty cool.
A big thing during, like, COVID year, and all of us were being quarantined and stuff. Like, we got to have the opportunity to go out and play, even if all of our team wasn't there.
Now, Ellie, when it comes to other sports or activities, what else are you involved in at Lake Mills?
I have participated in track in the past years, and then I am also in band.
When it comes to volleyball, do you play with any club teams in the off season at all?
This past year, I played with North Iowa Blaze team, and the coach is Chris Brandt, who coaches NIAC.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And Ellie Hanna, senior middle hitter, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Kaint Radio. And are you excited for the playoff game on Wednesday? Probably hard to believe that it's already a playoffs of your senior year.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It feels like we just started the season, but I'm ready to get into tournament time and see how far we can make it, hopefully to state.
Is it a big group of seniors this year?
There's six of us this year, and five of us are returning varsity dressing. So
a lot of experience starting that postseason run again coming up on Wednesday. And I'm assuming, Ellie, is the senior group pretty tight? Pretty close friends?
Yeah, we've all been in the same friend group pretty much for our entire high school. So it's fun to be playing with your friends on and off the court.
Now, Ellie, when it comes to hobbies and things you like to do in your free time, what are some of those things?
My family loves camping.
Okay.
And, so we go out to a campground almost every weekend during the summer, and then I just like spending time with family and friends.
Very cool. Now, Ellie, speaking of your family, tell us the names of your parents and the names of any siblings you have.
My parents are John and Courtney Hanna, and then I have a younger brother named Wyatt.
Again, Ellie Hanna, senior middle hitter for Lake Mills, 26-5 on the season. They get ready for the postseason coming up on Wednesday. And Ellie, any future plans right now after high school?
Right now, they are undecided. I just know that I want to continue playing volleyball.
Well, keep aiming for that dream. Keep aiming for that dream. That's awesome. Ellie Hanna, again, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Ellie, congratulations on a great season. Go get them in the postseason. And congrats again on being a Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.